Okay, so I figured we'll these are the parshas of Yaakov and Esav, so we'll do a little bit of Yaakov and Esav Torah. Actually, I printed this inyan in Jushe Pesach on Leil Shimurim because it ties into that. But we're gonna leave that out for now. Whoever wants to see the more shlemus of the whole sugya can look over there in the Moadei Yisroel in the first piece on Pesach. But we'll do a little bit more b'kitzer. Right? There's a very interesting phenomenon that takes place over and over and over again. And that is, there's a firstborn, and the firstborn loses the rights of the firstborn to the second. Okay? In this kind of, we have Cain and Hevel, right? Cain is firstborn, but the extra twin somehow goes to Hevel, which is like the Pishnayim. So Cain is jealous of Hevel. We have obviously Yaakov and Esav. Esav is the firstborn. He loses it to Yaakov. We have Yosef and the brothers. Yosef Batsim gets also Pishnayim, right? He becomes like the Bechor, compared to Reuven and the others. Rachel and Leah is the firstborn. So there's a running theme here. This is not just like, just by chance, this all happens to, everything always gets messed up. I'll tell you another thing that I touched on, I don't know if we'll talk about it now, but it's just very, very interesting, is Eretz Yisrael versus Mitzrayim. Right? The pasuk says, that the chevron sheva shanim nivnasa lifnei tzayin Mitzrayim. Right? So the Gemara says, Gemara learns out that it's adarabah. The bechayra was given to Eretz Yisrael. It's considered chevron was built first, but really Mitzrayim was built first. And that this also is the same as it ties into the same story that we're going to see, this theme that we're going to discuss. Now we'll obviously focus mostly on Yaakov Esav, but in doing so, we do have to first introduce Cain and Hevel, as they are the first of this dichotomy that we find in the world. Really, what happens is, Cain brings the Zera Pishtan, right? Which is like, I guess, flax or whatever it is, and something that grows, seed. And Hevel brings from wool of an animal, from Balchai. And what that really signifies or resembles is a difference in Shita. Okay? The things that grow from the ground that are not, vegetation or whatever it is, they don't have chius, they don't have a nefesh, right? The tzemer comes from something that's a balchai, okay? The idea is that Cain, we're not going to get into all the different sources, Hevel, it says, v'yihevel roye tzoyin, v'kayin hoya oved adama. A roye tzoyin, Rabbeinu Bachi, at the beginning of Shemos, he explains, on the pasuk Moshe hoya roye, so he says, Moshe Rabbeinu was a shepherd because that's the job. That's what the first tzaddikim used to do. That was the minig of the early tzaddikim, was to be a shepherd. Why? That's what you find by Hevel, right? He was a royal tzayin. Gam ba'avos ha'olam, the avos were also shepherds. Gam b'shvatim. V'atam, what was the reason? Kadesh Yisrachik mina Yishuv, so that they could become distant. They can distance themselves from the settlement of people, from the where people live. Shehu olul etzel achet. Civilization has a lot of pitfalls that bring a person to averis. So by being poirish, by going into some kind of a seclusion, right? They were shepherds in the fields, away from everyone, away from society, they wouldn't fall to sin. And another thing is, they were able to be misbaided, they were able to be in solitude and get levels of nevuah. So, that was the avoid of Hevel, was the avoid of precious, right? To get away from Olam Hazeh, his baidedness with the Kaddish Baruch Hu. As opposed to Cain, he was an Oved Adama. And the Indian of the Oved Adama is that he's Oisik with the Chumrius, he's Oisik with the Chomer, he's Oisik with the materialism. So when Adam Rishon tells his children to bring Karbanos, each one brings what's close to their heart, Cain and Hevel, right? So Cain said, okay, great. I want to be Makadish the Chaymer. I'm Oisik with Chaymer. That was the Bechina of Cain, was Kiddush HaChaymer, to sanctify the material. And Hevel said, okay, I want to bring from the Baal Chai, because that shows the idea of Inyan HaShmeimi, something coming from Shemayim, the chius of an animal, it's a nefesh, it has chius, breath. So Hevel is showing his concept of precious min haChomer, of separation from the Gashmius, and Cain is waving the flag of Kiddush HaChomer. Now, and of course, even though Cain's the firstborn, Hevel gets the, we'll keep that in mind, Hevel gets the Bechaira. Right? How do you know that he gets the Bechaira? Because he gets that the twin is born with him. Chazal say that they were born with twins, but he got an extra twin, a sister. So the same thing is going on with Yaakov and Esav. Okay, what does it say about Vayigdun Lana Arim? Vayi Esav, Ish Yedei Tzayid Ish Sadeh. Man of the field, similar to Cain, Oved Adama. He's a man of the field. It's a hunter. Vayakov Tam Yeshiva Holam. And Yaakov sits in the tent, away from everyone, sits and learns. So again, Esav is Isaac in his bechina is, yeah, he messes up. But his bechina is supposed to be Kiddush HaChomer, to be Mekadosh Gashmis. And Yaakov Avinu is a Yoshev Olam, which is like similar to the Rei Tzon. He's just sitting and learning, he's sitting and being mispited with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, again, what that means is, yeah, again, Esav messed up. But Esav was prepared. He was supposed to be, the Pasuk calls him, Och Esav Liakov, they're brothers. They're supposed to really be both in Ruchnias, they're supposed to be both serving Hashem. Right? They're supposed to complement each other, like brothers are supposed to complement each other. So again, Esav is born first. That's the Kiddush HaChomer, paralleling to Cain. L'maisa, Yaakov ends up getting the Bechaira, paralleling. Hevel's getting the Bechaira. So this Shita, this difference in Shita, is also the idea, the same concept of the two Bechinas that we know, of a Tzadik and a Baal Tshuva. Right? And there's a Machlik, it's in Chazal, which one is greater? Right? The Gemara says, the Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol anavim lenisnabu el lebali tshuva, aval tzadikim gemurim ayin ras elakim luzul lasecha." In other words, tzadikim gemurim is higher. It's much better than a bal tshuva, guy that never went off, never had any downfalls, you know, or major downfalls at least, you know. And the Gemara says that argues on a bavol, because a bavol says, "Makom shebali tshuva ayin tzadikim gemurim ayin ma'imdim." They can't compete. The Baal Tshuva is a greater level. So it's the same idea. The Tzadik Gomer is the guy who's a Parish. He's, you know, Parish Ma'ilam Hazeh. He stays away from Ma'ilam Hazeh. He never falls for Chumrias. He never submits to the Chumrias, to the Gashmias, and he never does any chet. The Baal Tshuva is the guy that Lamaisa, he's been there. He's been down in the bottom. He's been in the oimik of the klipas, in the depth of the klipas. He's been in the inside of all the gashmias, and he's been influenced by it, and he's messed up because of it. But dafka from that nekuda, from that fall, he gets some kind of his iris and his chayzer b'tshuva, and in being chayzer b'tshuva, he's mala, the way the Sfarim describe, he's mala the Gashmias, and he turns it into Kedusha. He's Ma'al the Chumias and turns it into Kedusha. And he has that ability because he's been into it. He's already in it. He's and now he learns how to dafka apply the and utilize the Gashmias in serving Hashem. It's interesting difference in Lashon in the Psukim, Yosef and Yehuda. Yosef is the Bechina, Yosef HaTzadik, he's the Tzadik Gomer, Yehuda is the Baal Tshuva, right? So by Yosef HaTzadik it says, Yosef Hurad Mitzrayim. Yosef was brought down into Mitzrayim. Because Yosef is a Tzadik. He's brought down to Mitzrayim, and he's Omid Ben Yisoyin, he doesn't fall, he never takes from Olam Hazeh, never does any Averis. Even though he had reason to believe that it was okay to do it, he saw Baruch HaKodesh, that this kid is going to come from here, and you know, but he doesn't fall for it. Yehuda, what does it say? Vahi ba'isahu, vayered Yehuda meis achiv, vayet ad ish shadlomi v'shmo chira, vayasham Yehuda bas ish knani v'shmo yeshua v'ikachev v'yavoy elea. Meaning Yehuda, b'koiches atzmai. It doesn't say hurad, you know. He went down. He went down into this goyisha setting, and he takes a wife from there, because that's his koyach is, you know, that he's able to take from the outside world and to be mekadosh the chomer. Yosef hurad Mitzrayim. He doesn't want to be there. He's poyrish from the chomer. Okay, amad b'tzidka. He stays in his tzidkas. But Yehuda, he goes down and he works with it. He's able to do that birur. Yosef and the brothers is a similar story. I don't want to get into all that. We'll focus now on Yaakov and Esav. I'll just mention about Gabe Eretz Yisrael and Eretz Mitzrayim. There's a beautiful diuk in the pasuk. The pasuk says, Ki ha'oretz asher ata bo shama l'rishta, the land that you're going to inherit, right? This is Eretz Yisrael. Is loy ke'eretz Mitzrayim hu asher yetzasa misham. It's not like the land that you left from there, Mitzrayim. Asher tizra es zarecha, that you plant, you sow zera, similar to Kayin, right? And he took from the zera pishta. Vishkisa b'ragel ha'kigana yorak, and you irrigated the fields, whatever. The land that you're going to get, Eretz Harim Ubikos Lemotor Hashemayim Tishtemayim. The rain comes from above. You don't have to do the footwork like in Mitzrayim. It comes from the above. Again, that's the same Bechinus that we're talking about. Are you doing the work? Are you in the Gashmi? Is coming from below, bringing up, or is it coming from above? Eretz Yisrael comes from above. Mitzrayim comes from below. From the Zera, you bring the Zera, you get the Zera going, and you bring it. It's all coming from the Chumias, being Mala to the Ruchnias. Whatever that means, yeah, that's what Klal Yisrael did in the Mitzrayim. They were Malakat the Nitzaitis and through the Yisurim or whatever it is. But that's the Bechina of Mitzrayim, which is really the Bechina of Chutz Aretz in general, because Mitzrayim is like the Rosh Umos HaOlam. It's at the Golias. It's not even considered one of the four Golias, because it's the Shoresh of the Golias, like the Kesser of the Golias. So the same idea, Mok Mitzrayim is Miyuchad. Hey, this is, listen to the Sifri. Eretz Mitzrayim, this is what the Sifri says. Eretz Mitzrayim, im eina amal ba bepesel v'kardo, v'noidish nas eina v'aleo, eina baklum. If you don't work and sweat in Mitzrayim, the land doesn't produce. Aval Eretz Yisrael ain't a came, but Eretz Yisrael is not like this. Elehem yishenim al mitaseim. They sleep in their beds. Hamakom mori lem gsham. Hashem brings them rain. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to get involved. You don't have to get feet dirty, working. That's why in Eretz Yisrael we don't work. We're just like, you know, let the Americans work. But we just like, Hamakom mori lem gsham. So again, the same thing. The Torah says, "V'chevin shevashanim nivitz lefnei Mitzrayim." Because again, Mitzrayim is that bechin of Kayin, is the bechin of Gashmias. So it's really the firstborn, but it loses its Eretz Yisrael, which is the precious Menachemer. The same thing with Rachel and Leah. It's very interesting, right? What does Leah? What does it say? Bateitze dina bas Leah, ashayod leYakov liras bivnei saaretz. She goes out to see in the daughters, right? So Rashi says, Bas Leah velo Bas Yaakov. Pasuk is Bedaik. She's the daughter of Leah. Why? Hashem Yitziasa Nikas Bas Leah. Because she's one that goes out, so she's called the daughter of Leah. Sha'afi Yitzanita Ita. because Leah was also a Yitzanit. Shenema vateitze Leah likrosa. Right? Meaning, Leah's tchuna, Leah's characteristic is to get out there. Go out into the world. Go out into the outside. And what does she look at? The Bnois Ha'aretz. The Gashmias. The Bnois Ha'aretz. That's what she does. Her Indian is Kiddush HaChaymer. And there's a mess up with that. Because Dina follows in her footsteps. She's a Bas Leah. And she gets taken by Chamor, Chumrius. And she's affected by it. As I'll say, that there was a little bit of Zuma that stayed with Dina. It's frightening. Kind of the brought over here, the Chabrashis Rabbah, it says that Vayikhu es Dina, they took Dina, Rabbi Yudan Ome Gurin Bavioitzin, meaning like they took her, they dragged her, Balkarcha. Om Ravuna says, Hanev Elis La'orel Kasha Lifresh. Somebody that's Niv Elis, a woman that's Niv Elis to a non-Jew, to an Orel, it's very hard to get away from that afterwards. And the Eitz Yosef over there explains the Yitzra al b'shetfei. The Yitzahara gets a hold more of that person, of that woman, Chalila. Therefore, Dina wanted to stay amongst the guy. Okay, anyway, but. There was something that stayed there that was okay. So again, what does it say? Enei Leah Rakos. The eyes of Leah were, you know, swollen or whatever, and messed up from crying. Because what does it say? She was supposed to be Esav's wife. Because that's the same bechina. And Yaakov marries Rachel because Rachel is the one that doesn't go out. She stays at home. She's, you know,
shepherdess.
Huh?
Well, not son, just like Hevel.
Right, son. Right. So, and what happens then is Esav messes up. So who takes Esav's place? Yaakov. And what does Yaakov get? A new name, Yisrael. Yisrael is the higher bechina, alpi Kabbalah. According to Kabbalah, there's two levels of Kedusha. The top level is called Yisrael, and the bottom level is called Yaakov. Esav was supposed to be that higher level. That ability to go down and be Makadish the Chaymer, it's mind-boggling, such a thing. And Yaakov is the lower bechina. And then he takes both Rachel and Leah, because now he has the job of both. It's an interesting lashon by the naming. By the naming, it says that, and I don't find the pasuk, but the pasuk is like, how does it go? Ki sarisa imalakim v'anashim v'tuchal. That's the lashon, I think, right? That you were able to overcome both im elokim with a malach v'im anashim, meaning you were able to do both jobs. The job of the Ruchnius and the job of the Gashmius. You're able to deal with both levels. That's Yisrael. Now you're not just Yaakov. You're Yaakov and Yisrael because you have that capability to do both Havaydas.
Moshe Rabbeinu was Achos B'chik Sechrodi, right? And he was able to go and grab the throne of the Rebbe Shol and bring the Torah
and
down
still
to
bring
college,
the... Right, right. Same, you know. Right.
And how do you understand the Lashon of Sarisa?
Yeah. You overcome, in other words, all obstacles of in this realm and in that realm. So even the
obstacles in Ruchnius?
There's the Yetzirah who's a malach. Yeah. Yeah. You know, even in great levels that are, you know, it says Kol HaGadol Mechavera Yitzra Gadol Emenu. The Yetzirah is not a low life. It's horror sometimes for the Gadol is like some big thing.
To associate that with Elohim, though.
Yeah. And a Haram. That's the Pasuk is saying that, right? Because it was Sarah Shalesov. Right? Kisarisim Elohim, it was Sarah Shalesov. It's not my Chiddush. That's what he's saying. So, anyway, so I because we wanted to be makatzer, so Rashi said maybe we don't have some conversation afterwards about different questions or whatever, different in yanim. So I'm going to leave you off with in Hebrew they say with metach, how do you say that in English, to keep you in suspense. There's a massive kasha on this, which I deal with in the Sefer. I'm not going to go into it now. But
You have to buy the Sefer.
That's like that. Or everyone's going to have to borrow the same one. But it is a very big question on this, right? Because if the difference between Rachel and Leah is, right, again, we said Rachel parallels Yaakov, parallels Hevel, right? And Leah was Esav, parallels Cain, right? So, and Arizal says, by the way, that the Dar Midbar were the children of Leah. They had neshamas that were rooted in the ruchnius, the level of Leah, okay? And Eretz Yisrael, and therefore they had to die in the Midbar. And the Klal Yisrael that went into Eretz Yisrael were the neshamas that were rooted in the ruchnius dika level. Obviously, they all come from all the imayis, right? Depending on the shvatim, but the ruchnius level of Rachel, they were the ones that were able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the Leah is from the Almadis Kasya, from the hidden world, and we'll get that in a second. And Rachel is in the Almadis Galia, the revealed world. So the hidden, these are two levels of ruchnius, and Leah is considered such a high level that she's like hidden. It's like the geder of Nes. So the hanhaga in the Dar Midbar was hanhaga Nisus. It was a hidden type of hanhaga. It doesn't make sense. It defies the normal science. It defines nature. It defies nature. But the Eretz Yisrael is everything is in a revealed state. You work, even though it says you lie in bed and rain, but at the end of the day, people work the fields. Yeah, it's some kind of expression that it's not as hard as Mitzrayim, okay? But they're doing work. They're planting. They're doing something, right? They don't have to work as hard. Right. So that's Rachel. So wait a minute. So how did everything just go upside down? Everything just got switched. Because what we said is, right, Yaakov is Pirish Menachemer. He's preciistic. He doesn't do the work. Right? Esav does the work, gets involved with everything. So Dan Haga Nisis should be not the one on top in the Alma Discasia. That should be related to Yaakov on the bottom, that Pirish Menachemer. He lives like in a esoteric way that he doesn't have to do, you know, Hashem provides for him like Eliyahu Hanavi. And Leah, which is on top, and Rachel, which is on the bottom, Almud is Galia. That she is. I'm saying, which one did I say it again? Rachel is the Almud is Galia, right? So she's should be the one that's able to deal with the Chaimer. Then, if she's the revealed aspect, she should be the one doing the work. But no, we said she's the Rayatzain. She's not the Yatzanis of Leah. So there's like a toppling over here. It swaps. It's a massive kind. So I'm not going to get into it here because it's going to get too long. It's a little bit complicated. But ultimately, the Vart, to answer up the main question that we started with, that there's a running theme here. The answer is like this. That, right, there's a running theme that there's the Bechira and the Bechira gets lost. The Bechira always is that Bechina of Kiddush HaChomer. It always gets lost and given to and granted to the Pirish, the Tzadik Gomer, the Precious Menachemer. The reason being, HaKadosh Baruch Hu baras ha'olam b'midas ha'din. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with midas ha'din, and then he realized it's not gonna work like this, and he's a mishatef midas ha'rachamim. Why then first din? Well, din is that bechina of Kayin, is the bechina of the Gashmias. That's what din is. It's like the somewhat lacking of the or. Okay, it's the whole withholding of it. So that comes first. You know why? Because the tachlis, what the Rabbeinu Shalom wants out of this world is that we should use every single ounce of gashmius for kedusha. The ultimate tachlis of the babriya, right? That's why Shavuos is chetzi l'Hashem, chetzi l'chem, because it's the integration of all the chumias together. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, is us to now use all this in service of Hashem. And that way we elevate it to ruchnias. But it doesn't work. Unless you first go through the phase of precious Menachemer. If you are able to not be controlled by gashmias, then you have the ability to elevate, like Mesillas Yesharim says in Midas HaKadusha. Okay? To be able to get, there's a lot of talk nowadays that, you know, especially with Neil Chassidus. So Neil Chassidus is like, you know, you can eat your cake and, what is it, have your cake and eat it too, and everything is great. But it doesn't work like that. Even in the Ksavim and the Baal Shem Tov and the Talmidim, they're all talking all the time about being pirish from Gashmias. You shouldn't eat that. Mamish, just the same way as the Litvaks and the Litvaks. Don't partake in Olam Hazeh anything more than is necessary. Now, I just want to, I can't, my English has gone, misayeg, qualify. I want to qualify that statement, okay? Rabbi Avram ben Arambam says a very important, I hold such an important thing, and Americans will love this. He says, you know, precious for one guy is not precious for the next guy. For one guy, precious might be just to have basar v'yayin every day. For another guy, it could be to have bread. It changes based on where you're coming from, based on how much koach you have, how much whatever it is. So, precious, you know, in America, for example, is certainly very different than precious in Eretz Yisrael. But, and within, you know, depending on the person's background, what they're coming from, whatever. So, granted, you know, there's always what to work on and get better and better in that. You know, can't use that as an excuse for, okay, it's all mine. I need it all because I need a vacation every other week. There's nothing, I gotta go to, you know, but, so, you know, you have to use a balance. It has to be a balance. But at the end of the day, until a person pulls himself out of being controlled by physicality, there's no way he can be the guy who's going to properly elevate the gashmias, because the gashmias is ruling him. You can't elevate something that's in control of you. So the bechira is lost to the tzadik gamur. Because you first have to be a tzadik gamur. You first have to be parish menachumias before you can get to the tachlis avodah, which is to be the baal tshuva. You have to be the tzadik before you're the baal tshuva. It's paradoxical. That's in bechinas. That's what it comes out. So that's a little bit of what can be learned from the avodas of Esav and Yaakov, that Klal Yisrael was eicha to get both by us. Both by us. In other words, we can do both. You know, the truth of the matter is, there is a relative avodah of Kiddush HaChayim. I think everyone knows that intuitively, right? There are relative tzaddikim, relative. There's always a relativity involved. You go to work, you're doing a mitzvah. Yeah, but the more you focus on the fact that I'm doing it to support my family, I'm doing it to be able to get stuck, do whatever it is, you know, that's an aspect of Kiddush HaChomer. It's not the Kiddush HaChomer maybe of the Mesillas Yesharim, which is like it's a full-blown mitzvah, you know, in the sense of, like, I don't know, mitzvah of sukkah. It depends on the kavanah of the person, it depends how real the person is about things, but there's certainly, it's not an all or none. Nothing in Yiddishkeit is all or none. Almost nothing is all or none. And that's what the sulam that we had last week in Parshas Vayetze, it's a sulam of Aliyas v'Yeridos, and they're all Malachi Lekim. That's what Rabbi Yaakov Moshe says. The Yeridos also are Malachi Lekim. It's all part of, we're always trying to move up and up, and Bez Hashem, we should be zeicha to all be oyle v'oyle and ruchnius, and be zeicha to the gilui of the Shem Yisrael. The gilui of the Shem Yisrael. I'm a little bit negebed on that. Okay. All right, so now if anybody has questions or whatever, you know, let's...